Describe a newly built public facility that influences your city. So, today I would like to talk about Tanha Water Park, which is a recently constructed facility that is attracting many Hanoians' attention. The water park used to be my all-time favourite spot as a child. I mean, who can resist the fun of playing with water? Therefore, last year I decided to visit Tanha, a newly built water park located in the outskirts of Hanoi, to relive my childhood. The trip was fun and memorable. The most exciting things in the park, to me, are definitely the water slides. The feeling of sliding down from 15 to 20 meters at high speed and getting soaking wet is appealing to a thrill seeker like me. If you are not into physically demanding activities, you can always choose to relax by letting yourself float aimlessly on the lazy river. The food at the water park, which is normally great, will taste even better after 2 hours of water exercising. Water parks, in my opinion, are a great place for parents who have no idea where to take their children to in this boiling 38 degree or above summer. I mean, children can spend hours in the park without complaining, and playing with water is quite safe. Also, this place is a necessary replacement for the old Ho Tei Water Park, which is really outdated and in desperate need of renovation. Question 1. What measures should be taken to deal with damages on public facilities? There are quite a few solutions that could be applied. Some suggest that the government should impose stricter punishments on those who damage public facilities. For example, Singapore government has a fine of up to $1,000 for littering or public urination. Others, however, believe that instead of punishments, the authorities should simply provide more financial support to help renovate and refurbish outdated facilities. 2. What facilities do young people and old people like in your country? I think the situation is similar in all nations, not just Vietnam. Old people prefer quiet places, like parks or libraries, most because they hate noise and want to enjoy a sense of tranquility. Also, since old people are more vulnerable to both physical and mental issues, they tend to visit public places like hospitals more often. Meanwhile, young people love exciting and crowded places like malls or stadiums, as they are more interested in having a good time or hanging out with friends. 3. What's the difference between facilities in the countryside and the ones in the city? Public facilities in the city are, without a doubt, better. Let's take the road system in Vietnam as an example. In big cities like Hanoi, roads are often wider and there are more expressways and arterial roads. In comparison, most of the streets in the countryside are narrow and bumpy because there are a lot of holes that could cause accidents at any time.